Today, Hillary Clinton is campaigning in New Jersey ahead of that state's primary next week. New Jersey joins South Dakota, Montana, New Mexico, and the big one in terms of delegates, California, all holding primaries next Tuesday. There's also a Democratic caucus in North Dakota. Now, Hillary Clinton is less than 100 delegates away from clinching the Democratic nomination, but many of those are superdelegates who Bernie Sanders is hoping will change their minds and vote for him.
And of course, Donald Trump has already clinched his party's nomination in terms of the number of delegates that he has. But how much of an issue will the ongoing lawsuits against him and Trump University be down the road? Court documents were released yesterday in one of the suits. They show business practices that analysts say were at least ethically questionable for a school. Here's an early ad.
For the first time ever, Donald Trump brings his years of real estate experience straight to you.
We teach success. That's what it's all about. Success. It's going to happen to you.
NPR's lead political editor Domenico Montanaro has been digging into the documents. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, good afternoon.
And let's start with 73-year-old Bob Gio, who spent $35,000 on Trump University, and he spoke to ABC in 2013.
They promised me that I would be one of the insiders and that whenever Trump put up a condominium, that we would get first crack at getting into it. He took my self-respect and he embarrassed me.
How much of that kind of testimony is in these documents?
Well, the New York Times, for example, led with one of Trump's former managers there saying that they felt like they were preying on people who didn't have the kind of money to pony up to $35,000 for one of these gold packages, where really what you got was the big thing was a 3-day in-person consultation with a so-called expert that Trump was supposedly hand-picking. Now, Trump admitted in a December deposition, right before Iowa voted, by the way, that we weren't aware of until the Washington Post reported it, that he never handpicked these folks and kind of had a vague familiarity with some of the names. So people were banking on his brand, on his name, even to the point of playing The Apprentice, soundtrack would play the music from the show just minutes before people would take the stage. It was mandated that they do that. So people were sold that they had to do this the Trump way. And the issue for some of these litigants is they feel like they didn't get what they were sold.
We're also hearing from managers who said they were disgusted by the fact that they were pushed to sell to people who didn't have any money. These documents are from a lawsuit filed in California. There's another one filed in New York. Here's New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman on CNN in March.
One of the most disturbing things we found from the transcripts of the seminars is instructors telling people you can't do well in real estate unless you have a lot of credit. Call your credit card company and tell them to raise your line of credit. And then they would get some of these people to use that extra credit to buy more Trump seminars.
Pretty damning. But one of Trump's lawyers told The Washington Post that much of what's been unsealed demonstrated the high level of satisfaction from students. Is there positive feedback?
There was. Some of what was positive and the principal defense from the Trump folks is the testimonials showing satisfied customers. But these were mostly sales folks who were judged on – the sales folks, rather, were judged on 90% positive ratings. If they didn't get that, then they were reprimanded. Mm-hmm. And the biggest complaints came from, like I said, these gold – the people who bought these gold packages and these 3-day in-person expert training. And there's some questions as to the qualifications of those experts. A court, of course, will determine whether or not these folks get what they were sold.
Well, this morning, pundits were speculating that maybe Trump so attacked the media yesterday in that press conference because he knew these papers were being released and he wanted to distract from them. And in many ways, he did. You know, the battle with the press was took a lot of the oxygen. But do you agree with that? And also, you know, his backers are saying, well, wait a second. What about Hillary Clinton's emails? Are these two stories, the lawsuits and the email investigation, are they going to intersect somewhere on the campaign trail?
Well, it's hard to know if Trump actually did this purposefully to distract from the veterans or to distract from Trump U to talk about the veteran stuff. We'd actually found in the veteran stuff that most of that money was actually only given in the past week or so, or not most, rather, about a third of the money was given in the past week or so when the Washington Post had – after the Post had dug in. As far as the Clinton emails are concerned and Trump, the issue here is that, you know, the Clinton emails have been pored over a year. I wrote a story about it a year ago about what laws potentially were broken spoken or not. And the inspector general said that her setup was unusual. So you are going to have a situation where you have Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have this hanging over both of them. But only now is Trump University and how Trump made his money being scrutinized.
Yeah. NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Something tells me we'll be hearing about this more. Domenico, thanks
as
always.
So. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.